It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the Section 4 Class C boys. Some games here tonight. We'll be following the Delhi boys. They're the 2-seed taking on 3-seed Newfield. And then the other game tonight at 8:30 will be 4-seed Green taking on 1-seed Watkins Glen. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Both teams are out on the floor warming up. We'll set the scene when we come back here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And a special thank you to Butler Auto Sales for being our pregame show sponsor here. Again, it's 3 Newfield taking on 2 Delhi, a matchup that we've been hoping for all year long. And it's right here at SUNY Cortland. We're excited for it here tonight. And again, our game later tonight will be Green and Watkins Glen. If you're planning ahead for tomorrow, I'll be back here for a 7 o'clock tip-off for the Deposit Hancock girls, as they will be taking on Unitigo tomorrow in the Section 4 Class C girls semifinals. Other games tonight include the Class D boys games. Those are in Oneonta. And the Class B boys games, those are at the higher seed. Some of those games started a little bit earlier, so here's some scoring updates. Marathon boys are on top of Richfield Springs 30-11 at the half. Richfield Springs is the 4, Marathon is the 1. And then in the B's game, Oneonta is the 4, Seton Catholic is the 1 seed, so that game is at Seton, and Oneonta only trails by 2 at the half, 35-33. Norwich boys are the 2 seed, hosting 3 seed Owego, and Owego is up 36-28 at the half there. Again, those games started at 6 o'clock. Other games we'll be watching tonight will be the South Courtright boys hosting Hunter Tannersville. Courtright's the 2 seed, HT is the 6 seed. That game tips at 7:45 in Oneonta. So we'll have our 2 games here in Cortland, the C games, and then we'll be keeping an eye on those D and B games as well. I'll be joined by Dave Smith. He joins us from time to time. He's a coach from Section 3, but he is a Delhi grad. He'll be joining me tonight for color commentary, so we expect Dave to pop up here during the first quarter. Congratulations to Dave on a great season. We'll bring it up again, but he coaches the West Canada Valley boys in Section 3. They just lost in their sectional semifinal to, guess who, Cooperstown. So the Cooperstown boys are moving on to the sectional final, as well as the Cooperstown girls. Those games will be on Saturday. Section 3 is always a little bit ahead of Section 4 in terms of the schedule. So those games are going to be at Onondaga Community College on Saturday. The Cooperstown girls will play at 11, and the Cooperstown boys will play at 2 o'clock. So Delhi and Newfield here tonight. Kudos to Delhi. They've had a fantastic season. And earlier in the year, they came up for a non-league game. They scheduled just a non-league game against Shenango Forks and got to play on this floor here at SUNY Cortland. So I think that was a really smart idea. It's a long bus ride, just getting used to the whole routine of coming here, being on this floor, playing on this floor. I think that was smart, and we'll see if that pays off for them here tonight. Newfield, of course, has had a lot of success over the last couple of years under head coach Chris Bubble. I just think that he's one of the best coaches in Section 4, always seems to bring a lot to the table. I saw the Newfield boys earlier in the year take on Oneonta in the Drago tournament, and they gave Oneonta all they can handle. So this is a Newfield team that's experienced and deep, and a lot of these seniors on this team were from the group that went through the Class D bracket a couple of years ago, and they were giving Courtride and all our Class D teams a lot of trouble, and they made it to the state finals. I believe they made the Final Four for two straight years. So Newfield, certainly a team that knows how to play on the big stage, and everything is really good. Oh, I'm getting a shout-out from the student section on the far side. Good to see the Delhi crowd coming here tonight. Was hoping that their student section would come loud and proud. That's nice. I already got one to start off the night here. That's good. Both teams are finishing up the starting warm-ups here. We'll pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. Nice crowd coming in here for a weeknight game. I know it's tough. A lot of, you know, fans were saying, hey, you know, I got to work the next day. The tips are at 7 and 8:30, so we're hoping that our service tonight here on the radio is going to allow some people to keep up with the game if they weren't able to drive out here to Cortland tonight. We have a ton of special sponsors to recognize as well, and we're going to be recognizing them throughout tonight and tomorrow's game. So some will be Otigo, Unadilla businesses, some are going to be Deposit and Hancock, some are going to be Delhi. So we'll be recognizing them because without them, we could not be here. So we certainly appreciate their support. We're going to take a break here as it's going to be Delhi and Newfield in the Section 4 Class C Boys Semifinals when we come back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And just in time for opening tip-off, our main man, the coach, Dave Smith. Coach, thanks for joining us here.
Hey, it's great to be here. What an atmosphere, huh, Nate?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. We were just talking about it. I said when he gets here, we'll talk a little bit more about your season and all the experiences that you have. But I just love bringing in your coaching perspective here for tonight's game. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've actually got to see Delhi play a couple times, and they're a great basketball team. And being an alma mater, I would love to see them pull it off tonight.
So let's get through our starting lineups here. First for Newfield and head coach Chris Bubble. They start with senior number 21, LaRon Boykin. They have freshman number 2, Jalen Hardison. They have a senior number 5, Dejad Lecky. They have a senior number 10, Tegan Moynihan, and senior number 11, Josh Wood. And again, a lot of these seniors were on that team that went to the state Final Four and D a couple of years ago. And now we'll move to the other side for Delhi with head coach Warren Kelly. Number 2, Ty Bruce, the senior. They have number 5, the junior, Logan Aikens. They have the junior number 10, Alex Haight. They have the junior number 20, Luke Brannigan, and the senior, the big man, number 40, Rich Lalash. So Newfield's going to be in the green with the white trim. Says Newfield in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim. Says Delaware Academy across the front of the chest there in maroon lettering. We're going to keep you updated on those Class B and those Class D scores as we were doing during our pregame show. And we'll certainly keep you updated on who wins those ball games. But we're underway, and Delhi wins the opening tip. We'll see what Newfield comes out in here on defense as the Section 4 Class C boys semifinals is underway. Here's Haight for a long three. That's off the mark. Rebound here for Brannigan, and Delhi will hold on to it. Again, going left to right. Start this game off. Chance of defense from the Newfield fans here in front of our broadcast position. They go back to Haight, a floater in the lane, won't go down. Rebound for Newfield, and back up the floor quickly in transition. Bruce with a steal. Nice job there by Ty Bruce.
Good pick.
Now to Bruce on the left wing side. Dishes for Brannigan on the baseline, wants to take it to the rim, won't go, too strong. Lalash is there and puts it up and in. Delhi leads 2-0. Yeah, he's really been big for Delhi this season. 7:05 to go first quarter, 2-0 Delhi. Newfield with the basketball. They try to go to the interior. It's knocked away, but taken right back here by the Trojans. Down low, a kiss off the glass here is too strong. Won't go down for Lecky, and a rebound for Delhi. Quickly back up the floor. Here's Brannigan. Now off for Haight. Dishing one for Logan Aikens. Shot in the paint, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Newfield comes away.
You can see a lot of jitters early here.
Back up the floor for Newfield and Josh Wood. Wood will leave one off now for Hardison. Hardison, the freshman guard, who has been really key for them this year. Back to the right wing side. A long three for Newfield. Won't go down. Shot was taken by Lecky. Rebound for D.A. Spin move here for Haight, and they'll say a traveling violation. 6:20 to go in the first. 2-0 lead for Delhi.
He's got to pull that out. He just tried to go in traffic one-on-three. Pull it out and set up an offense there. Settle your team in.
Marathon boys are leading Richfield Springs 45-20 at the end of the third quarter in Oneonta. So Marathon, the one seed, still looking pretty good. Newfield with the basketball, going right to left. They have it left wing side. They go inside, and the kiss off the glass is up and good for Josh Wood. And we're tied up at 2 apiece with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi and Newfield. Delaware Academy in the backcourt. Newfield coming with some pressure here, Coach Dave.
Yeah, you got to just kind of slow Delhi down, their offense with their guards. You know, they're going to apply a little bit of pressure, probably just keeping things slow.
Delhi goes to the high post with Logan Aikens. Turnaround shot for him is good, and Delhi leads 4-2. Again, we'll be here at 8:30 as well. We'll have Green and Watkins Glen in the second game here from SUNY Cortland. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Dave Smith. Newfield with the ball. They take it into the paint. Forced a shot there, and Lalash with the rebound. Back up the floor for Ty Bruce across the midcourt timeline. Delhi leads 4-2, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Bruce wants to lob one down for Lalash, and it was too long.
Just missed him. Good look. Just missed him, though.
We've seen Delhi wanting to do that a lot the last couple of weeks, trying to lob it inside like that. It's worked a lot for him, but not on that possession.
He's a big boy inside, and he knows how to hold that position well.
Newfield with the ball. Here's Jacob Humble into the game. Passes one far side now for Leckie. Back to the outside. A shot here from Hardison won't go. Ball out of bounds. Will stay with Newfield. And so the Trojans will have it underneath the bucket here. They'll look to get it in. They'll work one to the far side. Newfield with the ball. A three right in front of the Delhi bench off the front of the rim. And Newfield has come out a little bit cold here after a miss there by Leckie.
They're 0 for 3 from that corner alone.
Back up the floor here for Delhi and Brannigan. Brannigan to the right side. Chest pass now for Haight. As they work it around with 4.5 to go in the first quarter, Delhi leading Newfield 4-2. Now for Haight on the baseline. Back out for Bruce. Delhi being very patient here. Delhi to the right side. No, Bruce fakes the pass. Spots up for three and buries it. Ty Bruce, the senior. Delhi leads 7-2 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Newfield back down the floor on the right side. We'll have a kick in the paint. Otherwise, Delhi was going to grab another steal there, Dave.
Yeah, well, it's Ty taking a little bit of page out of his sister's books and draining a deep three there.
Yeah, that was a deep, deep three, well beyond the college line there for Ty Bruce, giving Delhi this 7-2 lead. And now another steal by the active hands of the Bulldogs. And in the backcourt here is Bruce. And he'll pump the brakes, bring it across the Cortland Red Dragons logo at midcourt and look to set it up. Goes high post for Akins, back out for Bruce.
Very patient here, Delhi's being.
To the right side for Brannigan. Brannigan looking to go to the interior, instead goes to the high post for Akins. Pull-up jumper is good there for Akins. He buries it, and we're going to have a timeout by Newfield. Delhi leads 9-2. 3:45 to go in the first. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 9-2 here. Delhi boys on top of Newfield. Nate Lowe, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Some special sponsors tonight include Patriot Masonry of Otego, Catskill Mountain Embroidery of Delhi, as well as the Hancock Telephone Company, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and the Green Giraffe Antiques and Consignment Shop of Unadilla. So again, 3:45 to go in the first quarter. What a start here, Dave, for Delhi.
You know, they're just active on defense, and that's been kind of their tempo all year. When they control the defensive end, it leads to really good offense for them. So I'm not surprised at a quick start just because of how good their defense has been playing lately.
Newfield, of course, always the big mystery in our side of Section 4. Boy, Newfield's good again. Newfield's good again. They certainly are. I wouldn't doubt that they'll be able to crawl out of a hole like this. Nothing seems to faze this team. Newfield with the ball. They go to the right side now for Wood. Wood off a screen into the corner looking for Leckie. Leckie will dribble it back out. A tall and lanky guard will now leave it for Jacob Humble on the right side. Newfield's in the green with the white trim. They go to the interior. Pull-up jumper here is off the back of the rim and no good. Wouldn't go down for Boykin.
There's a lid on that end for them.
And now to Ty Bruce on the left wing side. One-handed bounce pass to Alex Haight, one of the leading scorers here for this Bulldogs team. Had 37 a couple weeks ago and a win over Walton. Now to Ty Bruce at the foul line. Spots up, and it was partially blocked. Newfield will take it away. Two on one if they hurry. They leave one off for Humble. Now back, and the layup won't go down again. Rebound for Leckie. Back out Josh Wood. Straight away three. Way too strong. Ball loose on the floor. Bruce can't come away with it. Goes back to Newfield. They'll reset. Now to Wood on the right wing side. Into the paint. Finally dishes off down low, and the shot is up and good for Boykin.
Boy, they were scrappy on that possession. Whatever their coach said to them during that timeout, they really hit the boards on that last possession there.
9-4 the score. Delhi boys on top of Newfield with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Haight on the right side for the Bulldogs.
Newfield went man. They went from zone to man. They're playing some man-to-man here.
See if that changes anything up for Newfield. On the baseline, now back to Haight. Spin move. Boy, taking it to the rim. Can't get it to go. But he's going to head to the line here. Boy, that's just the athleticism he brings to the table.
Boy, that spin move was very fast. He just made himself get to the rim.
Trying to get some updates here. Looks like the Marathon boys are ahead of Richfield Springs, 53-24, with about 4.5 minutes left in that game. So Marathon boys trying to book their tickets to the Class D Section 4 final. They'll get the winner of Hunter Tannersville and South Courtright if that Marathon score holds true. Marathon, a team that played Newfield in their IAC Small School Championship game just a couple of weeks ago. Hate's first shot won't go from the line. 2:17 to go in the first. Delhi boys leading 9-4.
What a student section. That's great.
Yeah, great to see that they all came out here, made the trip. I do believe they did a student bus, which certainly helps. Second shot for Haight, no good. Rebound for Newfield. Back down the floor, tipped out of bounds, though. And, boy, just the active hands here so far, Dave, by Delhi.
Active hands, but I got to tell you, Newfield can get out and run, and they're showing that right now. It's just a matter of time. So Delhi's got to keep an eye on that and make sure they continue to get back in transition.
Newfield will get it in. Left wing corner, and this one is finally down and good for Newfield. And that was Leckie from downtown.
Same play, different spot, Nate.
9-7 now the score. Delhi boys see their lead evaporate. They try to take it back. Ty Bruce to the interior. Misses the layup on the left wing side. Rebound Newfield. Back up the floor for the Trojans. They go right back to Leckie, right side. Working it to the interior for Hardison. Hardison will skip one across the top of the defense. Into the corner for Josh Wood for three. Buried it. And now a timeout will be taken here by the Delhi boys as Newfield comes right back and they lead 10-9. With a 1:38 to go in the first quarter, we'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just an update. Oneonta boys are leading Seton Catholic. Seton's the one seed, 58-54 at the end of the third. That game's at Seton, so the Jackets looking for the upset. Back here, and Delhi will throw it away out of the timeout. Steal here for Newfield. Ball loose on the floor, out of bounds, going back to Delhi. Boy, both these teams looking to run in the early going here.
Yeah, and I mean, they're both definitely looking to get out in transition. Just Newfield's been a little bit sloppier than Delhi with it.
1:15 to go in the first quarter. Newfield boys leading Delhi 10-9. Brannigan with the ball. They go to Haight on the right side. Haight's had some good looks, but hasn't been able to connect so far. Haight into the paint. Floating jumper is good for Alex Haight. That's his first bucket of the night. Makes it Delhi 11, Newfield 10, with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Humble with a pull-up jumper on the right side. In and out rebound for A.J. Ox to Kalnis, who's in for D.A. Outlet pass to Brannigan, left side across midcourt. Brannigan, three-point line extended, has his pocket picked. Back up the floor for Humble. Delhi quickly back on defense. They'll try to take it to the rim here with Boykin, and he is fouled on the interior. Boy, Newfield can run, Dave. You're sure right about that.
And they don't spread you. They're really looking to try to go right down your throat with the basketball.
And so with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, Newfield will have it on the baseline. They'll look to get it in with Leckie. Floats one up to the top of the key now for Hardison. Hardison for three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Brannigan. And Brannigan will leave one for Haight. Dishing one up here for Griswold, who's into the game. He tries to take it to the rim, and he's fouled. With 30 seconds to go in the first, Delhi leading 11-10. And Griswold, who played some big minutes the other night when Brannigan was on the bench with an injury, will step to the line here.
Delhi is deep, and that's going to be a strength for them, is how deep they can go.
So Griswold will step to the line here. Griswold's first shot is up and good. Now I'm already starting to get the texts here, Dave. Chris Bubble, Newfield coach, and I, we could be brothers. Look over there. Tell me what you think.
You might have a twin, man. You might have the twin.
We've been joking about it for the last couple of years, getting to know each other. And he always looks good. He's got the good suit, the glasses. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, I think.
Hey, well, I mean, you are too, so, I mean, the shoe fits. He's a great guy, though. I mean, he helped me out earlier in the year when we played Moravia. He really helped me out with a little bit of a scouting report, so he's a really nice guy.
Griswold misses the second shot. Rebound for Newfield. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi leading 12-10. Bounce pass to the right side. Newfield looks like they want to play for the final shot here with the shot clock off. They'll go back to Humble. Humble will work one into the corner. Another three for Newfield. Too short on this one. Shot there was from Moynihan. It wouldn't go. 5 seconds left. Can Delhi get a shot off? They're in the backcourt. They go to Griswold. Half court. He won't go down. 12-10. Excuse me. 12-10. Delhi on top of Newfield. We'll be back with a second quarter on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back on WCDO. Newfield to start the second quarter with another three. It won't go. Alex Haight with a rebound, and Delhi looking to push. A creative outlet pass between the legs there for Haight, almost like a football hike. Gets it ahead to Brannigan. He puts it up and in.
Boy, they just get out in transition really well. And like I said, a football hike pass down the court there.
Whatever works, right, as it's 14-10. Delhi boys on top of Newfield early in the second quarter, live from SUNY Cortland. Glad to have you along for this Section 4 Class C semifinal matchup. It'll be Green and Watkins Glen later tonight. Here is Humble, left side three, and bombs away here for Newfield. Humble with his first shot, and they just don't shy away from continuing to shoot from downtown.
No, they drive and kick really, really well. It kind of reminds me of our offense.
14-13 the score. Delhi boys on top of Newfield. And to the right side now for Haight. Wants to take it inside to the rim, floating in the air. It won't go down. Haight gets his own rebound, muscles this one up and in.
Boy, he's tough. He is tough inside.
4 points now for Haight with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys leading 16-13. Newfield across the Cortland Sea at midcourt. They'll dish one down low. What a nice look here for Newfield. Up and good for Jalen Hardison.
Boy, back and forth. Here we go.
Like you said, a game of runs here tonight. 6.5 to go, second quarter. It's 16-15. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. They're in the white with the maroon trim. Technically, the home team on the board is they're the 2 seed. Newfield's the 3 in the green with white trim. Ty Bruce will now go back to Haight at the top of the key with 15 on the shot clock. Comes off a screen, spots up for 3 right side. Buckles on the side of the rim, won't go. Rebound for Newfield and Josh Wood. In transition, Newfield ahead. They want another NBA range 3 in and out from the top of the key there from Lecky. And a rebound for Delhi. Brannigan now in the backcourt will slow it down a little bit for Delhi. 16-15 the score. Delhi with the basketball. We do have confirmation that Marathon defeats Richfield Springs 53-32. So the Marathon boys are onto the Section 4 Class D basketball championship. Delhi turned it over there, I believe, Dave, correct? And
yeah.
Newfield will get it back.
Tried to enter it in the post and just didn't throw a good pass inside there.
And so Newfield will look to bring it back up the floor now. They trail by a point, 16-15, with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor as the Trojans go right to left. And they'll work it here for Humble. Humble wants to pull up and try to hit that jumper, and it's good. He's got a quick 5 points after a scoreless first quarter. Newfield leads 17-16.
Great pump fake there just to get by Haight, and then a great pull-up jumper.
Bruce in the backcourt. Chest pass to the right side for Haight. Haight wants to go to work again. Stops in a tough spot. Has to dish one off for Brannigan left side. Now back to Bruce. Bruce comes off the screen, goes inside for Lalash. It was a hot potato. He couldn't hold on. Newfield quickly back to Humble. In transition, off the mark and no good. Bruce fighting for a rebound and will have a foul. Who's it going to be on here, though? I think they might call this on Ty Bruce. I'm not exactly sure here,
no,
Dave.
They called it on number 21 there.
So the foul will go on LaRon Boykin for Newfield. And Delhi will bring it back up the floor. Our team foul situation, Newfield with three, and Delhi with one. Bruce into the corner finding Haight as Delhi trails by a point here in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Semifinals, live from SUNY Cortland tonight. Bruce comes off the screen, doesn't quite use it, now stops, wants a straightaway three. Good. Ty Bruce again. Two threes so far for 6 points.
That's a great screen by, what's the name up top there, just set a great screen which allowed him free.
Yeah, that was Haight setting the screen there for Bruce. And it's 19-17 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Delhi ahead by two. A fade-in jumper there. Up and good for Moynihan. We're tied at 19.
Both teams throwing body shots right now.
Bruce over the midcourt timeline. They're trying to pick his pocket from behind. It doesn't work. Instead, they go to Brannigan. Nice spin move in the paint, and he scores. Brannigan now with 4 points. And another timeout taken by Newfield. Delhi leads 21-19, 4 minutes to go in the second. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 21-19, Delhi Boys on top of Newfield. Newfield will have the ball with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, Marathon Boys defeating Richfield Springs 53-32 in that Class D game. So we're keeping an eye on the B and the D games. We're here at the C games here tonight in Cortland. There's a lot going on. Delhi with a steal by Rich Lalash and a shovel pass ahead for Ty Bruce, left side. Bruce to the right side. Boy, tried to feed it down low to Akins. He wasn't looking. It sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to Newfield. Again, with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. A two-point lead, 21-19 for Delhi. Now, the UV boys have won back-to-back Section 4 Class C championships. So Delhi or Green trying to keep it in the MAC this year.
I like it. I like it. I like the way both those teams play, too.
Josh Wood to the right side will now feed one back across for Leckie as Newfield goes right to left. They want a three, right wing side, bombs away again, up and in for Hardison. And Newfield leads 22-21.
Living and dying by that three ball.
Delhi over the midcourt timeline. Bruce with the basketball, looking for options. He's got Haight on the left wing side, doesn't do it though. Instead goes to Brannigan, right wing. Brannigan comes off the screen, into the paint at the high post, now back for Akins. Akins is going to travel with the ball, and he'll give it back to Newfield with 2:55 to go in the second. A one-point lead for Newfield over Delhi. Some of our special sponsors here tonight include the O at 112 Restaurant in Otigo, ZRE, Zavro Racing Equipment of Wells Bridge, Lou and Carmen Kaiser from Tax Resolutions in Otigo, and the Silo Restaurant in Green. Right side of the floor now for Newfield. Stop and pop here from about 15 feet. No good. Getting his own rebound. Putting it up and in is Leckie.
Boy, they're scrappy and they crash the boards. Delhi's got a box out, especially out on those wings.
Newfield leads 24-21 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Bruce directing traffic up at midcourt. Right side for Bruce. Wants to take it to the rim. The kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound Newfield. Back across midcourt here for the Trojans. They want to take it all the way, and they'll dump one off. A little trailer pass here for Hardison is good. and a timeout taken by Delhi. Newfield with their biggest lead of the game, 26-21, with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:15 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU tonight. We also record these games. You can go back on our game audio archive anytime. It's a free download. Just click the button at WCDOsports.com. What's Delhi got to do here, Dave? Newfield's been on a little run the last minute or two. How did they get the momentum back?
Well, I mean, you saw Newfield switch to man, which really has bothered Delhi. Delhi might want to switch their defense up a little bit just to try to help box out on the backside a little bit.
And so Delhi with the basketball. This is a crucial 2 minutes here as we come up on that two-minute mark before the halftime break. Here's Bruce, top of the key, pump fakes on a three, holds on to it. Goes to Preston Van Wee on the right side. Van Wee, bounce pass, finding Alex Haight. Haight comes off a baseline drive, one and up and under. Can't get the reverse layup to go, though. Didn't use the glass, left it a little short. Newfield, the rebound. Back up the floor, right side, there it is. Oh, just short, a long three there for Schwobel, and it won't go down. Rebound, a head down for Haight. Wants to take it right to the rim, won't go. I think he was anticipating more contact than he got. Missed the layup, but we'll head to the line.
Yeah, you just got to, I tell my guard all the time, just go and worry about finishing and go through the contact. He kind of looked for it.
So a minute 38 to go, second quarter, Section 4 Class C boys sectional semifinals. Delhi boys trailing 26-21. Haight to the line, left his first one short. Delhi has struggled over the last minute or two here to try to keep things going. Back to the line for the second shot for Haight. It's good. So Haight now has 5 points. Pretty balanced scoring on both sides here, Dave.
Well, you knew that coming in. Both these teams have really good guard play, and you kind of knew that they could get scoring from just about anywhere.
Now a steal by Bruce, but again, takes it to the rim. Can't hit the right-handed layup. Did everything with finish. Newfield back up the floor. They lead 26-22, and a traveling violation on Newfield. Oneonta boys are ahead 68-64 over top seed Seton with about 2:40 left in that game. So the Jackets trying to hold on. That'd be a great upset for OHS.
This is our March Madness, man. It's that time of year.
Ty Bruce right side. Killer crossover again. Wants to take it to the rim. This time says, I'm finishing. And he's got a team high 8 points.
He's playing well.
26-24. Delhi has sliced it back to a two-point ball game. With 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Newfield takes it to the interior. Up and in on a left-handed layup for Hardison, and he has 9. 45 seconds to go before the halftime break. 28-24. Newfield boys on top of Delhi. Here's Bruce, left side, and he got him for a travel. Thought maybe for a split second he was going to get away with it.
Yeah, he almost did, and I think the official was waiting to see what he did with his foot.
Some other special sponsors tonight include Village Variety of Unadilla, Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla, SFCU, and Mike and Tina Gavin of Gavin's Pizzeria in Sydney. 35 seconds to go, second quarter, across the midcourt timeline for Newfield. Dishing one back off for Hardison. Hardison to the foul line, pump fakes. Now works it outside, a three for Newfield. Is an air ball here from Leckie. Just let it go.
Threw it away.
And then Delhi threw it away. Just so anxious to try to run. Didn't get the great pass there. So Newfield will be inbounding the basketball in front of the scorers table on the far side. We're up in the press box here at SUNY Cortland, so we're looking down at the floor, benches, and the scorers tables on the far side.
We can see it all.
Yeah, it's a good view. Definitely a good view. Newfield with the ball. They can play for the final shot here. They lead 28-24 before the halftime break. Newfield at the top of the key. Now we'll work one off here for Boykin. Now to Humble. Dishing one. Three for Newfield left side. Oh, in and out. for Hardison and a rebound for Delhi, but they won't have time. Halftime score, Newfield 28, Delhi 24. Quickly, Dave, your thoughts on an exciting first half.
It's going to be a game of runs. That's what sectional play is. It's can you sustain the run and can you counter?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, the Newfield boys leading Delhi 28-24 at the half. We'll get you some out-of-town scores as well when we come back on WCDO.
WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, use that Rewards Plus card. You'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our quick scoring summary. First for Newfield, 9 points for Jalen Hardison. He was great. And then it was really balanced scoring. You have Humble, you have Leckie, and you have Wood, all with 5 points apiece, and Boykin with two. And, Dave, they just love to shoot the three.
You know, everything they do is a drive and a kick, which is like a Kentucky-style offense. They make sure they got a guy in the corner and then a guy, we call it the 45, which is that top of the wing area. And they do a really good job of spacing the floor and drawing the help and kicking.
For the Delhi boys, they have a team-high 8 points from Ty Bruce, 5 from Alex Haight, 4 apiece from Brannigan and Akins, and 1 from Mike Griswold. Oh, also 2 from Rich Lalash. So, you know, I thought Haight and Bruce did a great job of getting to the rim. Haight especially just not getting a lot of shots to fall here. Hopefully that opens up for him if you're a Delhi fan here in the second half.
I think it's jitters. I think you get here and it's, you know, you got a lot of pressure on yourself. There's no tomorrow. There's no going in the locker room saying, hey, we'll make the adjustment for the next game. This is it. This is, especially for Haight being his senior year. I mean, this is truly it for him.
Well, Haight only a junior. But he's playing for Lalash. He's playing for Bruce and some of those other guys. Unbelievable that Haight is only a junior. Seems like he's been around forever, been on varsity now for his third year. So scary to think about that he'll be back again next year.
That is scary.
So, some other scores that we want to look at. We told you about Marathon beating Richfield Springs. Oneonta boys, folks, 25 seconds left. They're up by a point over Seton Catholic, 73-72. And then on the other side, we have the Norwich boys leading by 2, 58-56, with 2 minutes to go over Owego. What's that all mean? If those two teams win on Sunday, you could have an Oneonta-Norwich boys sectional Class B final. That would be fantastic.
That would be wild. I mean, I did the Oneonta North game in Oneonta with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, that place would go berserk.
It would be great. It'd be down at the arena on Sunday, so we're keeping an eye on that. Oh, boy, Seton boys go ahead 74-73. Let's see, 74-73, Seton, and they have the ball with 3.9 left.
Ooh,
that's tough. A lot of people said, hey, you know, Oneonta took Seton to overtime in the regular season without Graham Wooden. So we were really curious how it would go with Graham in there tonight. Graham's the leading scorer. We don't have the final stats yet, but we're going to keep it right here while we watch that for a minute. I want to recognize some of our other special sponsors, including Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, the Benson Agency Real Estate in Oneonta, Ace Glass in Oneonta, Otigo Family Dental of Otigo in Oneonta, of course, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, and London's Christmas Tree Farm of Otigo as well. All these special sponsors helping us to be here tonight and tomorrow. So, yeah, Seton, that's the last update we have, is that they are ahead. And now Owego leads Norwich 59-58. Okay, and then we'll get another update here coming through. 60-59 lead, less than a minute left as Flanagan hits a layup for Norwich. Boy, we'll take a break. So we're going to have all the answers for you on the Norwich and the Oneonta game when we come back. South Courtright boys and Hunter Tannersville, that's the other D game. That tips at 7:45 in Oneonta, so it is a busy, busy night. Our score here at the half, Newfield boys leading Delhi 28-24. After this will be Green and Watkins Glen, so still a lot more to come. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting you ready for the start of the third quarter here live in SUNY Cortland tonight. Delhi boys trailing Newfield 28-24. Glad to bring this to you tonight. I know it's a weeknight. Not everybody can get out of here for a 7 and an 8:30 tip. No, you know, a lot of people looking at an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour drive. So glad that we could be here for this one. We'll be back here tomorrow night for Unitigo and DH girls. That game tips at 7. So three games here in 2 days at SUNY Cortland. Not a bad way to spend the week.
Not at all. It's a great time to spend the week. And I got two little guys home listening. So Carter, Braden, big shout out to you. Love you guys. Hope you're having a fun night.
I'm getting more texts about how the Newfield coach is my brother.
He's your twin, bro. He's not even just your brother. He's your twin. Drinks water the same way you do. Walks the same way. And definitely got the glass look going.
Oh, I love it. We'll talk some more about that. Coach Bubble has been really good to me, helping me out with all the IAC information, so I appreciate that. Delhi with the basketball, now going right to left to start the second half. Here's Brannigan into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Brannigan is good. Brannigan hits it. He's got six, and that's a good start for Delhi. 28-26, Newfield ahead by two. Can Delhi neutralize some of this outside shooting for Newfield?
Well, and can Newfield stay this hot? I mean, I bet they shot probably, I would say, close to 50% from beyond the arc.
Right side of the floor now for Humble. Humble looking for options. No, wants to just fire up a three. It's no good. Going to roll out of bounds. No, saved there by Newfield, by Leckie. Leckie in the right wing corner. Now we'll dish back to Hardison, who had 9 points again. Hardison, the freshman, has been fun to watch. And now a reach-in foul on Ty Bruce as Hardison was getting into the paint.
Boy, he doesn't play like a freshman. He goes hard.
Nice crowd here on hand, especially for the weeknight game. I think we'll see more for the sectional final, but certainly for all these teams, how far they have to travel, great crowd. And here is Newfield to the right side. Looks like we're going to have a foul as they dished one to Leckie in the corner, and it's going to be a foul on Newfield.
Moving screen.
So nobody, neither team really has any guy in foul trouble. Fouls in the first half were pretty... You know, not they didn't stack up or anything, so refs letting them play, but it's been a pretty clean game as well so far. Two-point ball game, 28-26, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And, you know, I missed it. Shout-out to your boys as well, man. I love that they're at home listening.
Yeah, man, they had a great time this weekend up at our Section 3 semifinals, so they both like listening to you on the radio, so kudos to you.
Lalosh down low on the pass from Ty Bruce, and Delhi has tied it up at 28 apiece.
Quick 4-0 run to start the half.
So we're tied up 28-28. We haven't forgot about those that Newfield and the Norwich, or the the Oneonta and the Norwich games. We'll get you those finals as soon as we can. Oh, actually, here we go. Seton hangs on 74-73 over Oneonta. Heartbreak for the Jackets. Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
So hate to see that for Oneonta, as Oneonta was the 4 seed and Seton the 1 seed. Newfield with the basketball on the left side of the floor. Here is Humble. Wanted that three, but instead goes to Wood on the inside. Boy, off the glass and good. Wood just banging around down low. He's got 7.
Watch for that, Nate, because I'm sure Delhi's scouting report or halftime talk was take away the three ball. And now Newfield's looking to go inside.
30-28 with 6:05 to go second quarter. Here's Haight to the rim. lays it up and in. And that'll get him going, hopefully, if you're a Delhi fan. He's got seven. And we're tied at 30 apiece with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Newfield with the ball up on the Cortland C at the midcourt way. They go to the far side, looking for Hardison. Nice spin move by him. Back out. Top of the arc for three from downtown there for Leckie, and he's got eight. Just smooth shooting guards here for Newfield. Now for Brannigan across midcourt, hanging in the air. Can't get the right-handed floater to go. Newfield leads 33-30 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Wood across the midcourt timeline. He wants the three. Banks one in.
Oh, he banked it in.
The bank is open for Wood. He has 10. And Newfield pumps it back up to a 36-30 lead over Delhi. 5:10 to go in the second quarter, and Delhi's going to take a timeout. Warren Kelly wants to talk it over. Newfield 36, Delhi 30. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Excuse me. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Dave, I know you coach in Section 3, but you're a Delaware Academy alum. What's it mean? What are the feelings when you see them out on the floor here in a big game like this?
It's awesome to see the student section support. I talk to Briggs, not even weekly, it's daily. We just talk high school hoops, and it was funny. He made the comment the other night. He's just like, man, at least I can get to talk high school hoops with somebody the way I can with you.
Newfield will get a steal out of the timeout. They'll work one ahead. Right-handed layup won't go down. The rebound also won't go in, as they had a good look there from Hardison, and he blew the right-handed layup.
Remember that play down the line here, Nate.
That would have pumped it to eight instead of six. Here's Bruce for three. Left this one short. Brannigan a rebound. He takes it inside, and he's fouled. Looks like a pretty clean block. Newfield fans let the Zebra crew know about it. But Brannigan will head to the line. 4:45 to go second quarter. 6-point lead, 36-30 for Newfield over Delhi. What do you think?
Pretty clean block, I think.
Overtime between Norwich and Owego. A deep three from Owego, top of the key. They go to OT. That's in Class B. Brannigan's first shot won't go. Second one coming now for Brannigan.
As the saying goes, ball don't lie.
And so he will step back in. Second shot is up and good for Brannigan. Brannigan now with seven. Didn't play a lot in their second-round victory over Moravia. Was healing up from a small injury. But he's on the floor here tonight. 36-31. Delhi trying to turn up the heat on the defense. Down low. Pull-up jumper for Humble. Skim the side of the rim. Humble with a rebound, but a steal here by Bruce. He's breaking away all alone. Takes it in. Is fouled, and he hits the layup. Huge play there from Ty Bruce. He's got 10.
You just got to give that layup there. You can't go chasing. You get that call against you every time.
Wasn't a ton of contact, but the official was right there. What a scrappy play by Bruce. He doesn't want to go down, and it's 36-33.
Remember his sister a couple years ago when we called the state championship?
Oh, probably the best game I've seen in person in a high school game. Bruce can't get this second shot to go. 36-33 with 4:20 to go second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Newfield as they go left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. Humble with the ball. Bruce shadowing him. Humble in front of the Newfield bench. Far side. Dribbles between the legs. Goes to Wood, who's at the foul line. Now back out for Humble. All left wing side. Another steal here by Haight, but a reach in. Just unlucky as he went shoulder to shoulder there with Moynihan. Team foul situation. Three for Newfield, and now two for Delhi. So got to keep track of that down the stretch as well.
I get such a kick out of parents. I mean, I tone it out on the sideline during a game, but being up here with you, just getting to see everything, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, there's some very passionate fans out there for sure. Newfield with an up and under, little Dr. J finger roll there, won't go down. And the rebound here for Delhi. That finger roll was from Hardison. Still a three-point ball game, 3:40 to go in the third. Here's Akins with a floating jumper. He was kind of floating out of bounds. Bad angle. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Delhi as they were wrestling for the rebound.
off balance, quick shot in the shot clock. I'm sure Mr. Kelly doesn't like that.
And so with 3.5 to go, third quarter, Griswold's going to come in. Brannigan to the bench. And Griswold will be doing the inbounding duties to the right side of the basket. Finds Haight inside. The layup is good for Haight. And he's got 11. And it's back to a one-point game. Delhi back from the dead again. It's 36-35.
Game of runs, Nate. Game of runs.
3:20 to go in the third quarter. Live from SUNY Cortland. Inside for Wood. Puts it up, and it's fouled by Lalash. The joke we've made about Josh Wood the last couple of years is that he's a mature-looking young man. Looks like he could be playing in the, you know, 40-year-old league, and he just plays like that, tough on the inside. I mean, it's not a knock on him. He just plays so hard. You love his game.
We had a kid last year. His name was Paul Ward, and the ongoing joke was he's your 30-year-old YMCA basketball player.
Wood gets the first shot to go here. He's got 11, and he's one of those seniors that was so key a couple of years ago when Newfield was making their runs in D. As Newfield leads 37-35 with 3:20 to go in the third. Boy, we picked a good one here tonight.
Oof.
Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Wood gets the second to go. He's got 12.
Here comes a little pressure from Newfield, just trying to slow the ball down a little bit.
And back across the midcourt timeline. Into the corner now for Hunter Sanford.
Crowd's getting loud, man. They're getting into it.
Into the corner for three for Bruce. He hit the three, and he was fouled in the right wing corner in front of the Delhi bench.
Wow. We had that happen last week. We were playing Beaver River, and they were on a big run. They brought it all the way back to six. My junior, Jaden Beam, right in front of our bench, did the same exact thing. It was unreal.
Ty Bruce ties this game up at 38 apiece to the line for the lead. Got it. Bruce has got 14, and it's 39-38 with 3 minutes to go in the third. Newfield with the ball, again going left to right there in the green with the white trim. This is Hardison with the ball. Floats one into the inside. They tried a little pass to go down low. It was too tall for Wood. Out of bounds, back to D.A. Wow.
What a game.
Owego, boys. Sorry, Dave. Leading Norwich 69-68 with 10 seconds left. So Norwich and Oneana both might be out tonight. We'll see soon. Here's Haight on the baseline. Stripped of the ball. Steal here by Newfield. Wood did a good job to pick his pocket.
He did. He absolutely did.
Wood through traffic. Puts it up and in. Wood's got 14. And it's 40-39 with 2:25 to go in the third. Newfield with a one-point lead. Griswold will go to Bruce on the right side. Now for Sanford. Looking for the give and go. Instead, they work it back right wing side for Griswold. To Bruce, top of the key, off a screen. Bruce inside, left-handed layup won't go. Out of bounds, going back to Newfield with 2:10 to go in the third. Timeout taken here by Coach Bubble and Newfield. Newfield leads 40-39. We'll be back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. South Courtright boys have just tipped off with Hunter Tannersville down in Oneonta in the D bracket. We'll keep an eye on that game. And Oneonta boys falling by a point, 74-73. We'll keep an eye on Norwich. They're down by a point in overtime. That time of year.
That time of year, Nate. You just never know. Every team is grappling and scrapping and doing whatever they can to win a basketball game.
Nate Lull and Dave Smith, Section 3 boys coach here tonight on WCDO. His team making the Section 3 Class C semifinals earlier this week. Right side three here for Lecky is good. He's got 11, and right out of the timeout, a good bucket there for the Trojans. They lead 43-39.
I'd love to know how many threes Newfield has right now.
We'll have to tally that up because they have shot a ton from deep. Brannigan at the top of the key. Delhi going right to left. Brannigan finds Haight right side. Haight comes off a screen.
Good D.
Tries to go down low, but great D, as Dave said. Back out for Bruce. 12 on the shot clock. Bruce, huge, deep three, and hits it. Wow, hit that one from Treadwell.
Is Logan in the stands? Because she must have given him a pep talk earlier in the game here.
Bruce has 17. With a minute 10 to go in the third, it's 43-42. Newfield with the ball. Back to Humble. Humble now finding Hardison. Hardison steps back and buries it with Bruce right in his face. And Hardison has 12. Wow, and it's 46-42. What a battle. 55 seconds to go in the third. Cross midcourt is Brannigan. Can Delhi answer again? Brannigan to the right side. He has his back to the basket now. Picks it up, leaves it off for Haight. Got to try to find a way to continue to get Haight going. He's got 11. They need a little bit more from him. Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce now to Brannigan. Brannigan wants to go baseline left side, 10 on the shot clock. Down low at the left, low block, and yeah. Actually, I think they're going to say he stepped out.
That's a terrible... I won't say it. I mean, we have a bird's eye view. There was no way he stepped out of bounds there.
I could have got on board with the travel because he slipped, but...
Maybe he just didn't know what to call it.
Yeah.
He called him out of bounds quick.
30 seconds to go in the third. Newfield leads 46-42. Great game here tonight at SUNY Cortland so far. Now off for Lecky. Lecky for Hardison. Floats one back far side for Lecky again. Delhi desperately needs a stop here. They want to try to keep it to four. Newfield will leave it for Hardison. 10 seconds left here, third quarter. Now they go to Humble. Splits two defenders. Lecky in the corner for three. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. It won't go at the buzzer. And it's 46-42. As we get ready for the fourth quarter, Newfield on top of Delhi. It's going to be a huge finish when we come back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 46-42, Newfield boys with the ball and a lead here as we start the fourth quarter. Norwich boys have come back and won that game. I don't have a final score yet, but we'll get you the details when we can. So the Norwich boys have made the sectional finals here in Class B. What a take to the bucket here for Hardison. He's got 14. And he was the difference in their win over Marathon in the ISC Small School Championship game. You can see why.
He's tough, man. He just gets to the rim so well. For an eighth grader, geez.
Haight to the inside, a block here. And Haight's going to go to the line. Foul will be on Lecky. So Norwich scored at the buzzer to beat Owego 70-69 in OT.
Wow. Some good basketball going on right now, Nathan.
That is, wow. Kudos to Norwich. An overtime victory over Owego. Really cool. Haight to the line. First shot is good for Haight. He's got 12, and they're all going to count down the stretch. Here's our team foul situation. Newfield with 5, Delhi with 3. Haight to the line for his second shot. And Haight puts this one up and in. And he has 13. Delhi came and played on this floor earlier in the year, lost a close one to Shenango Forks. Will that experience pay off for them in another tight one here tonight? Left side of the floor for Lecky. Lecky down low, and a lot of contact, ball knocked away. Delhi comes away with it. Neither team got a call there. Now
to
Brannigan.
That's a good no call. That's a good no call right there.
Brannigan back up to Bruce at midcourt, calling out the signals. What a battle between Bruce here of Delhi and Hardison of Newfield. Two scrappy guards. Bruce on the left side now finds Haight in the corner. Left side for a three. No on the shot, but a foul on Delhi underneath. I believe, on Lalash.
It was definitely on Lalash. He cleared that kid out pretty good.
Lalash will be coming to school here next year to go to SUNY Cortland. We'll be playing football for the Red Dragons. So
he looks like a football player.
Yeah, he does.
No doubt about it.
He was great for DA this year on the gridiron. 6:45 to go in the third, 48-44. Hardison to the line again. Zips in for the layup, and it's good. Hardison with 16. And it's 50-44 with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter.
Boy, as a freshman, that kid is tough. I called him an eighth grader, but freshman, he's just unreal.
Back out for Akins. Akins dribble drive down low on the baseline. Back out Brannigan. Brannigan will leave it to Ty Bruce. Delhi trying to get the offense going. Bruce gets a screen from Lalash. Goes into the corner for Akins. Now back to Haight. And a traveling violation on Haight with 6:10 to go in the third. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi. Again, the Delhi boys trailing Newfield here in the Section 4 Class C semis, 50-44. We'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Newfield boys on top of Delhi, 50-44 here in the fourth quarter with just about 6 minutes to go here in the third. Trying to keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard as well. Norwich boys win. Oneonta boys fall. Both one-point games. Pretty incredible.
Crazy stuff.
Richfield Springs boys, another team we cover, losing to Marathon in the semifinals in Class D. South Courtright and Hunter Tannersville playing right now. Newfield with the ball. Here's Wood taking it to the rim, fouled by Lalash, and he'll head to the line. He just always seems to find a way to get something done.
He looks like a big bulldozer. He can shoot it, but he can also get to the rim. That was a great move by him.
And so this will be Wood to the line. With 5:45 to go in the third, Newfield trying to put any distance they can between themselves and Delhi. Newfield to the line, and Wood hits the first one. He's got 15. So you got Hardison with 16, Wood with 15, and Leckie with 11. Pretty big here for the Trojans. Wood, second shot, too strong, rebound, out of bounds, going back to Delhi. Lalash only with 4 points here tonight for DA. Maybe they could get him going. As Delhi will look to get it in, they go to Alex Haight. Haight is in the backcourt.
This is a big possession for Delhi.
Yeah, they need a bucket. They've been quiet for a while. Chance of defense from the Newfield crowd. Delhi student section trying to make some noise. Here's Bruce at the top of the key. Into the paint, dishes one off for Akins, up and in.
It's a great move.
Akins now with six, and it's 51-46. Back the other way, Newfield for three, and it's in. Big-time shot there from Leckie. He's got 14. And it's 54-46. Haight now trying to answer. Forces one down low for Lalash. Puts it up, and he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, and will head to the line. And Lalash needs to make these. Boy, every time, here, at least here in the second half, that Delhi makes a run, Newfield right back down, bang, bang.
Can we tally up the threes? You got that?
Let me see here. You watch the line. I'll tally some threes.
You got it, Lalash. Misses the first one. He misses the first one on the front end here.
I got seven. Seems like more. I'll double-check my math. Lalash, second shot coming here. And that one's no good. Haight with the rebound. Tried the old tip drill. It wouldn't go down. And now we'll have a timeout taken here by Newfield. We'll tally those up during the break. 5:05 to go in the fourth. It's Newfield leading 54-46 over Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just an out-of-town score update. South Courtright boys leading Hunter Tannersville 17-7. After the opening quarter there, winner of that game will get Marathon in the D championship game. Our score here, 5 minutes left, 54-46. Delhi boys trailing at Newfield. Nate Lull, Coach Dave Smith here with you. Coach, what can Delhi do? What are they talking about in that timeout right now?
Comes down, they got to get stopped. Right now, probably Mr. Kelly, Coach Kelly, should tell him, guys, listen, settle down. It's only a four-possession ball game with 5 minutes to go. You're going to have probably triple that in possessions. You're going to have at least 12 possessions. Just calm down. Let's get some stops here and dig in on the defensive end.
Newfield back up the floor. As you said, Dave, Delhi needing a stop here. They go to Wood at the top of the key. Floats one into the corner now. Looking here for Leckie. Leckie dribbles back up, goes to Humble left side in front of the Newfield bench with 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Right side of the floor here for Humble. Humble looking for options. Eight on the shot clock. Wants to try to take it to the rim. Does. Is fouled. Right-handed layup won't go, but Humble will go to the line. Boy, chewed clock. Got to the rim. Fouled. Going to the line.
Well, they just did a great job there with getting a mismatch. Basically, they got their guard going against Lalosh and just cleared out for him. That was a great job by Newfield really setting that up and then setting the tone going downhill at him.
Humble to the line for a shot. No good. Too strong. Time starting to become an issue here for the Delhi Bulldogs. I want to talk about threes. Everything I've heard about Watkins Glen for the second game tonight is they just shoot from everywhere. That'll be fun. Watkins Glen and Green. Humble makes the second shot. He out now has 6 points. And with 4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 55-46. Pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good for Brannigan on the right wing side. Lalosh with a rebound, but he stepped on the line. Out of bounds, back to Newfield. And the momentum is all with the Trojans at the moment.
It is. They need something to change that momentum, whether it's a three or a steal and a layup here. They have to do something.
Newfield will walk it up the floor here with Hardison. Hardison, left side, and a reach-in foul on Alex Haight.
That's going to be one-on-one.
Yeah, here's our team foul situation. Six up on the board for Newfield, and seven now for Delhi. So this will send Hardison, the freshman, with 16 points to the charity stripe. With 4:10 to go in the fourth. It'll be Hardison stepping in. Hardison's first shot is too strong. Too much mustard on it. Rebound pulled down here by Lalosh.
So no hurt there. Delhi needs a bucket.
Now for Ty Bruce. He's directing traffic. Quarterbacks it across midcourt. 4 minutes to go. Still a lot of time left here. Bruce at midcourt. Chases it into the backcourt as it was tipped out of his hands. Gets it back. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Top of the key. Bruce to the interior for Lalosh. Down low. Puts it up and in. Boy, doing the work of a man.
I'll tell you, they've done a great job on Bruce ever since he hit that shot from Sudwell.
55-48 with 3.5 to go here in the fourth. Boy, that was a deep shot. Right side of the floor now for Newfield. They'll have it with Hardison. Newfield taking their time, wanting to choose some clock here. Hardison right side fires it up, left it short. Just as I say that, I think they jacked that one a little early. 3:20 to go in the fourth. 55-48, another big possession for Delhi. Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce comes off a screen. Three-point line extended, wants to go to the interior, finds Akins, pull-up jumper, in and out. Lalosh a rebound, puts it up, knocked out of bounds on a block. Going to stay with DA, though. Wow.
Clean block there. Great job by getting the board.
So Delhi will get it in. Brannigan finds a wide open. Haight scores, and he's fouled. What a turn for Delhi. 15 now for Haight. He's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. What a mistake by the Trojans.
Well, a great ball fake there by, I think it was Aikens that inbound the basketball, or Brannigan.
Yep.
Bringing him inbound the ball, made a great ball fake, got the defender to go away from Haight, and then they just went right back to him.
Haight, the junior, at the line, again, with 15 points. Bruce has 17 to lead Delhi. Haight left this one short, and a rebound for Newfield. So still a five-point game. Back up the floor, stolen right back by D.A. Here's Aikens at midcourt. Aikens to the foul line. Down low, floater, too strong, rebound Newfield. He kind of rushed it. Long shot ahead here for Humble off the glass, fouled and can't get it to go. Yeah, that was a tough shot there from Aikens.
And you got all the momentum in the world. I think you got to pull it out there and run a clean offense. You're starting to come alive there. And they can't. They don't have any answer for Lalash down low right now.
Yeah, they finally started to work it inside to Lalash, and it's working. Everybody's kind of bouncing off of him. And so this will be Humble to the line. And his first shot won't go. Newfield has gone a little cold at the line here. Some of our other special sponsors tonight include the DA Varsity Club, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Humble gets the second one to go. He has 7 points. And Brannigan will come across midcourt. Brannigan will find Haight. Now back to Brannigan. Brannigan into the paint. Leaves it for Haight again. Spin move for Haight. Tosses it up and gets it to go. Haight has 17.
What a move.
56-52 with 2:25 to go in the fourth. Wood across midcourt. Finds Humble. Left side for three. Left it short. Lalash rebound. Rips it out of there. He's got Newfield all over him. Outlet pass to Brannigan. Brannigan, right wing side. Spin move. Up in the paint. The kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound for Newfield. Wouldn't go down. Newfield in the backcourt. They float one across, and a timeout is taken as it lands in the hands of Humble. We'll be back. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Newfield leads by four, 56-52 over Delhi here in the semifinals in Class C, Section 4. We'll be back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 56-52. Newfield boys on top of Delhi. Newfield with the ball in front of their own bench as they go left to right. Newfield's in the green with the white trim. Delhi the white with the maroon. Newfield with the ball. Little inbounds play. Left-handed layup won't go down for Humble. Newfield with the rebound. They'll work it back across for Wood. Wood to the interior, looking for Boykin. Up and under. Gets it, and he's fouled. LaRon Boykin going to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Wow. And Newfield leads 58-52 with a 1:56 to go.
I think that's five on him.
Ty Bruce. Who got that foul? Was it Bruce?
Lalash.
Lalash, okay. Yes, it is Lalash. There was a bunch of bodies around him, and yeah, now Lalash, the senior, will head to the bench. Hunter Stanford will come in. Lalash with those five fouls.
That's a tough foul to give him. Hand straight up.
So Boykin will step into the line. It's 58-52, shot off the back of the rim, hit it twice. Rebound, out of bounds, going to stay with Newfield. Aikens couldn't hold on to it. He was right on the line. Boy, that's tough. Delhi needs a stop here. Newfield will get it in. They go to Wood. at the top of the key. Wood now left side for Humble. Thought about a three, thought better of it. They want to choose some clock here with a buck 45 to go. Wood now back out to Humble. Pump fakes up top. Now for Hardison. Right side, Leckie from downtown. Hit the rim three times. Wouldn't go down. Haight with a rebound, and he's fouled. And now he's going to be shooting, because that is number eight team foul here on Newfield. Team foul situation, nine for Delhi, eight for Newfield. Minute 35 to go. It's 58-52, Newfield on top of Delhi. They're going to need everything they can get here.
They've got to hit both of these. You've got to hit both these and really dig in and get a stop down the other end. You make a four-point game, and it's a lot of time left right now.
This could be a long minute and a half between timeouts, everything. Haight to the line, can't get it to go. Rebound Newfield. That's tough. And an outlet pass here for Newfield to Humble. Humble across the midcourt timeline, and he's fouled by Haight on a little bump at midcourt. And so with a minute 26 to go, this will be Humble to the line. And so the Delhi boys, the 2 seed, Newfield the 3 seed. In the battle that we all expected here tonight, we knew it was going to be a good one.
Game of runs.
And Humble's first shot is good. Shooter's touch there. I mean, you talk about this balance of scoring for Newfield. 16 for Hardison, 15 for Wood, 14 for Leckie, and now 8 for Humble. And second shot won't go. Rebound on the floor. Kicked out of bounds. Going to stay with Newfield. Remember, we'll have Green and Watkins Glen coming up in the second game. Green, the 4 seed, Watkins Glen, the 1. Newfield with the ball on the baseline. They'll toss one up, and they'll find Wood at the top of the key. Wood will dish one back here for Hardison. Hardison back for Wood, into the corner for Leckie. And they're not pulling the trigger on these threes. They want to work it down as much as they can.
He is.
Right side boy, up and good for Hardison. He said, I'll take it, Nate. Don't worry about it. I got 19.
You can see it. He was spotted up. He wanted that shot.
Sanford will take it to the rim, and that's good for Delhi, making it 62-54 with 50 seconds to go. And at midcourt, Newfield with the ball. They go to Wood in front of the scorer's table. Back for Humble on the right side.
Got a foul here.
Humble will dish one across. Haight knocks it out of bounds. Delhi doing everything they can, but boy, time is running short with 42 seconds left. No matter what happens, stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show with our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Newfield will look to get it in, and a foul here by Brannigan. And to the line will be Humble. And with 41 seconds left, the Newfield faithful are certainly fired up about this.
Look at this, waving to the student section. Oh, man, I love this stuff. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, these two fan sections have been pretty fired up here. Humble to the line. First one is up and good. He's got 9. Coach Bubble working his magic again here tonight for Newfield. Humble is their 4th player into double figures. Got 10. And with 35 seconds to go in the 4th quarter, here is Bruce in the backcourt. Bruce across the midcourt timeline. It's 64-54. Bruce is going to try to lean into a 3 to get some contact. It won't happen. Newfield with the rebound. And now to midcourt. Bruce finally on the reach-in foul for Hardison. We'll go to the line with 22 seconds left. Nothing to be ashamed of here for Delhi.
No, you make it this far, Nate. I mean, it's special. The ride is fun. You got 2 home games. You get to play in front of your home crowd as a 2 seed, I should say. You know, it's all fun. This is what high school basketball is all about.
Yeah, MAC champions this year is to the line. Hardison now with 20. Nothing to be ashamed of here for DA tonight. It just wasn't their night. And just shows how hard it is to win a sectional championship.
Oh, listen, I've been to 2 semifinals my first 3 years. It's not easy. And I ran into the buzzsaw of Cooperstown.
Here's Ty Bruce with a deep 3. Off the front of the rim, Sanford with the rebound. Back out to Bruce again. Fires up another 3. Also won't go. Sanford, another rebound. Finds Logan Aiken. Steps back. That won't go. Rebound, Brannigan. There's a lid on the rim, but that'll do it. Newfield is going to win this game 66-54. A big victory here for Newfield. And the Delhi boys Their season is complete. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our next game up will be Green and Watkins Glen, but we want to wrap this one up first as the Newfield boys come away with a 66-54 victory over Delhi. Scoring summary for Delhi, 17 apiece for Ty Bruce and for Alex Haight, 7 for Luke Brannigan, 6 for Logan Akins as well as Rich LaLoche, and 2 for Hunter Sanford, 1 for Mike Griswold. On the other side for Newfield, 21 for Jalen Hardison. That's a game high. 15 for Josh Wood, 14 for Dejad Leckie, as well as 10 from Jacob Humble, and 4 for LaRon Boykin, and 2 for Tegan Moynihan. So that's the difference here tonight for a very, very good Newfield team, and we'll see if they get Green, or we'll see if they get Watkins Glen in the other ballgame. Let's quickly run through our three awards here, Dave. First up, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Now, when we do some of these games where it's teams from, you know, not our area, I'd like to do two awards for Delhi tonight, one award for Newfield, just because we have a good connection with Newfield. So I think we can go Ty Bruce with the offense award here
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Absolutely. He played his heart out. You could definitely tell he was a senior, and this meant something to him. He hit some key shots, and he did everything he could to keep his team in the basketball game.
So 17 for Ty Bruce, and he's our offense award winner tonight. Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. I'll go Alex Haight here, 17 points for Haight for Delhi. Just did a little bit of everything here tonight, made some key steals, so we'll go with Haight for the defense award. And lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think there's no question, but Jalen Hardison, 21 points for Newfield. He was great.
He was unreal, and he did everything. He controlled the tempo. He controlled that offense. He did a nice job for Newfield, for sure.
Our final score again, 66-54. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. Folks, we'll be back in about 10 minutes here. Green and Watkins Glen coming up, game two, here on CDO.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO.